Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apree Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning. Welcome to Embrace Today, and I am your host, Apree Curry, and I would like to welcome all of you to today's show. And also would like to let you guys in on a little secret. Today is a very special day for me. Today is my 9th wedding anniversary, so I would love to say happy anniversary to my husband, my friend, my caramel drop, Montrell Curry Sr. Today we'll be celebrating our 9th year, and just as a word of encouragement on today, on our wedding anniversary, I would like to encourage any person that is in a marriage to stand firm in God. God created marriage, and anything that you are going through or anything, anytime times get hard, divorce is never an option. Look to God. He is able to heal anything that is going on in your marriage, protect your marriage, and allow it to grow through the love of Christ. So with that being said, I would like to move on to today's topic. Today we're going to talk about a topic that is very, very important. We're going to discuss, for the next month, we're going to be discussing unforgiveness. And unforgiveness is something that we hold against someone for something that they may have done to us or someone else, you know. Unforgiveness plagues us because it causes us to be angry. It causes us to be bitter. It causes us to walk in pride and feeling that we are better than someone else. Unforgiveness is something that hinders us from being free. So regardless of if someone did something to you or someone did something to someone that you care about, if you're holding unforgiveness against them, you have to let that go because you are actually binding yourself up. You are holding yourself in bondage. So today we're going to talk about some principles that we can follow to help us to get through unforgiveness. And so you ask, why do I have to forgive the person that did something wrong to me or did something wrong to the one that I love? And it's because we should. Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. And so we shouldn't make it seem like we're better than the person that did whatever it was that they did to have you have this anger or bitterness towards them. We have to get to a place to where we are looking at situations from God's eyes rather than from our eyes. When we are often in a situation where someone has done something to us, sometimes we're often caught in our feelings and our emotions because we're hurt and we just can't believe they did that to us, and we don't know what the world would say if the world found out what they did to us and how we should respond. But we have to get to the point to where when we are walking this Christian walk and we are becoming more and more like Christ, this goes for everything. We can't pick and choose the pieces of the Word of God or the pieces of Christ's characteristics that we would like to follow. If we're going to be like Christ, then we have to be like Christ. And forgiveness was something that Christ stood firm for. He came, God sent him to forgive us for our sins. And that was before we even chose him. He forgave the world. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So this was the main focus of Jesus. And so what I want to get to in this month is I would like for us to get to a place to where we are really searching our hearts and saying, "Lord, have I really forgiven this person?" Because we often try to mask it and cover it up and say, "Well, I don't hate him. I just don't like them," or "I can't believe they did that," or we treat the person different than we would treat somebody else. But that person that offended you they're made in God's image as well. God created them for a particular purpose also. And so if we want to keep that person on our mind, what we should be doing is we should be praying for that person and praying for that relationship. We are called to a ministry of reconciliation. And so we should not walk around holding grudges because it's really hurting us. And it's not even hurting the person that may have hurt you. And so I want us to look at 1 John 4:19-21, and I'll more than likely on the show, I'll be using the New International Version. And it reads, "We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother." And so I want to talk today on the topic of you have a choice. When we are dealing with unforgiveness, you have a choice to forgive somebody. You have a choice, but you also are making, when you are making that choice, you have to allow yourself to understand that you have a choice to be free or you have a choice to be in bondage. In verse 19, it says, "We love because he first loved us." In order for us to make the proper choice in forgiving someone, we have to know love. We have to really know what love is. I'm not talking about love that comes from the world, the love that if you do this for me, then I'll forgive you and I'll love you. We have to love like Jesus loved. Jesus loved unselfishly. He gave his life for a world that had not yet even accepted him. Still today, there's still some that haven't accepted him, but he gave his life for them. And so when we are looking at the people that have offended us, we have to be able to love them through that. And when we say that we are loving them through that, what am I willing to do? I am willing to go through the process of reconciliation with you. I am willing to go through the process of healing and making this whole. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have the feelings or the emotions, and that doesn't mean that you're not going to think about the situation. But when the situation comes up and those feelings and emotions come up, you have to begin to think about the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about this? Am I able to forgive someone that really did this to me? Am I able to forgive someone that put me in jail? Am I able to forgive someone that beat me? Am I able to forgive someone that embarrassed me in front of everybody on the job? We have to get to the place to where we are able to show the love of Christ regardless. It says we love because he first loved us. We don't know how to love in our own nature. And it's not until we love like Christ that we are able to love. If we love like the world wants us to love, then we will be depleted. We have to follow the example of Christ and love the way that he loved. He loved us prior to us loving him. And so even when the person, the perpetrator, whoever did something to you, whoever you are holding unforgiveness for, there's a lot of people that's holding unforgiveness in their hearts from their parents. We have to let it go. When we really know the love of Christ, we will allow ourselves to be healed with that relationship with our parents. We cannot change the past. Your parent cannot change the past. But you have to get to the place to where you are allowing that healing to take place. You are allowing that love of Christ to come from you. Even if the other person doesn't know the love of Christ, we have to be an example and show that love of Christ, which the other person should see and should be drawn to that love of Christ that's in you. We have to stop holding grudges against our family members. We have to stop holding grudges against people on the job. We have to stop holding grudges against people in the church. We have to begin to forgive, and you have a choice to forgive. We have to stop blaming everybody else and justifying our actions because of what someone did to us. We have to get to the place to where we are able to forgive in spite of what someone has done. Now, I'm not saying that you are supposed to let someone walk all over you, but what I am saying is you are to show that love of Christ. You are to begin to ask the Lord, how do I go through this process of healing? How do I go through the process of reconciling this relationship back to the way that it's supposed to be? And I'm not talking about the way that the world says a relationship is supposed to be, because it's two different things. We have to get to the place to where we are reconciling relationships and we are allowing that unforgiveness to come out of us so that we are able to see clearly. The unforgiveness is blinding us. It has us standing on a pedestal of pride as if we are better than someone else when the person that offended you is no worse than you. And so when we get to the place and when we think that we're better than someone else and we can't forgive someone but God forgave us, that's totally wrong. We have to get to the place to where we are able to show the love of Christ. We should be able to be the example, especially to those that don't know the word of Christ or know the word of God. We are to be the example. It says that we love because he first loved us. And in order for us to love the way that he loved, we have to know his word. We have to know the way that he loves. We can't add our own into it. We have to do it exactly the way that he has told us to do it. If we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, are we loving our neighbor as we love ourselves? Do we love God with everything we have? Unforgiveness is something that is tearing at our hearts, and we're angry and we're bitter, and we're lashing out on our children, we're lashing out on our spouses, we're lashing out on our coworkers because we have this unforgiveness that's eating away at us and eating away at us and eating away at us, and we have it. The other person may not even know that you have this in your heart. You have never set up a time or somewhere for you guys to get together and talk about it. If it needs to be addressed, it needs to be addressed, but you have to address it prayerfully. You can't go in and try to meet with somebody and reconcile something on attack mode. We have to get to the place to where we are allowing the love of God to rule our hearts. And it may hurt. You may still be in pain. You may be in tears. But unforgiveness is something that we cannot hold on to any longer. It has to go. And so in verse 20 it says, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And so we have to make a choice to love, but we also have to choose a side. We can't do both. We can't say that we love God and still have all of this unforgiveness and hatred towards someone else, or if we're dressing up hatred and calling it something else. I looked up the word hatred in the Greek, and it said to love less than. If we are loving someone less than what the Lord is telling us to love them, then that's considered hatred. We have to know that God loves all of us the same. We have to get to a place where that pure love is coming from out of our mouth, is in our mind, is in our heart. We have to make sure that we are allowing that to cover us from the inside out. We have to choose which side are we going to be on. Are we going to be on God's side or are we going to be on the world's side? Are we going to try to pick and choose which pieces of the word of God that we want to follow, or are we going to follow the whole thing? Are we going to choose peace or are we going to choose discord? We have to get to a place to where we have to make the choice. Am I with God or am I against God? Am I truly going to surrender to God? Am I truly going to give God everything that I have? Am I going to love or am I going to hate? If I'm created in God's image, then so is my brother or sister that I see that I have this unforgiveness for. And so if we're created in God's image, we should be seeing Christ in each other. And so it shouldn't be anything for one of us to go and attempt to reconcile the relationship. We have to choose a side. Either we're with God or we're with the world. We cannot love our way. We cannot forgive certain people that we want to forgive. Or if there's two people that did the same offense, we cannot pick the one that we want to forgive and then leave the other one out there because we really don't like them all like that. We have to choose a side. We have to allow God to mend our heart. Oftentimes we can't go to the other person because we don't know how, but that's when you start with God. The Lord wants us to be created. We are created in his image. He wants us to be more like Christ. So when we are becoming more like Christ, then we are studying his word and we are learning his characteristics. And then we are living out those characteristics for other people to see him. And so unforgiveness, there's no room for unforgiveness in our heart. We have to make a choice. And a lot of times our prayers are hindered because we have unforgiveness for someone else, but we're asking God to do something for us. We cannot have unforgiveness in our heart when we go to God in prayer. Unforgiveness hinders. And so we have to make a choice. Do I want to have an open relationship with God where I am allowing him to take complete control over everything that I have, everything that I do, all of my relationships? Do I want to be that living example of reconciliation here on this world? Or do I want to walk around bitter and angry, mad at the world because of what somebody did to me when I was a child? And so you say, it wasn't when I was a child. It was just yesterday. So you have a choice to make today. How are you going to respond? Are you going to wait 2 years because that's the usual time frame that it would take for me to forgive whatever offense that they did to me? Or are you going to begin the process today of forgiveness? We have a choice. And if we begin to make the process of forgiveness, then we'll begin to free ourselves. And day to day, we'll seem like we'll be happier and we're able to talk to people because we're not talking at them anymore. We're talking to them like they're a human being. And when we understand the forgiveness that was given to us, when we fully understand that and walk in that, then it will be so much more easier for us to forgive someone else, regardless of what the offense is. Now, some may take a little longer for you to get over the healing and things like that, but the process can start today. The process can start today with the word of God and you speaking to God in prayer. But you have to make the choice to surrender, to say, God, I give this to you. I don't want to hold this any longer. I don't know how to forgive them. Can you show me how to forgive what they did to me? Can you take us through this healing process? I pray right now for the person that offended me. Can you go to God in prayer for the person that offended you? Or will we take it to Facebook and take it to our friends and take it to Twitter because they offended us and we know that they were wrong and they should have never done that? But can you take it from there and give it to God? And when we are becoming more and more like Christ, when it says, I will take up my cross, or we should take up our cross and follow him daily, it's not all peaches and cream. There's some stuff that we have to go through, but we have to stay focused on him. Everyone is not going to like what we do. People will talk about you. People will try to hurt you. In this world, we will have trouble. But we have a choice in how we respond. We have to begin to respond in the way that Christ would have for us to respond. And you say it's so much easier said than done. And it is easier said than done, but when you focus on getting to become like Christ, becoming more and more like Christ rather than focusing on the situation, that makes it much easier. And it's really harder when you're dealing with your family that has hurt you. And I'm not saying that it's not hard at all, but what I'm saying is we have to begin to focus on God and his word rather than focusing on the situation. I'm not saying sweep it under the rug as if it never happened, but what I am saying is we have to focus on getting through it rather than staying in it. We have a choice to make. God has a plan for us, and when we are allowing things like unforgiveness to hinder us, it's holding our process. And the Lord doesn't tell us these things in the word so that we can feel bad. God wants us to be whole. He wants us to be free. And we can't be free if we're holding on to these different things. We have to begin the forgiveness process today. And these principles of knowing love and choosing a side, we have to get to the point to where we are following some of these biblical principles. If you can't follow them all at once, start with love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, And then love your neighbor as yourself. When you start there, everything else will fall into place. You start with God, you will never mess up. We have to get to the place where we are allowing ourselves to become more and more like Christ. Christ didn't hold unforgiveness. And this unforgiveness that we have and it's so heavy with our family members is strong. It is hindering us. We have to let it go. And I'm just thinking as I was even preparing and going over this, I was thinking of the relationship that I had with my biological father. We were never really close until about 6 years ago, maybe five. And before my grandfather passed, he actually helped with that relationship, and I was resistant. And it was to the point to where I actually said I hated my dad. But it wasn't until I began to go through the healing process that I realized that I was making myself miserable because my dad was walking around without a care in the world, and I was sitting over here angry. Now, I do believe that there are boundaries because I don't believe that we should allow people to just emotionally or physically abuse us or anything like that. But what I am saying is we cannot walk around bitter and miserable because of what someone did. Our families are broken because we are walking around with unforgiveness. We are mad from the last family reunion. We are mad from the last holiday dinner. We're mad from childhood. Our families are dysfunctional, and we're walking around as if they're functional. But we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice to love like Christ, to be that example, to know what love is. And when we allow love to guard us, when we allow love to lead us, when we allow love to overtake us, Christ will be seen every time because it is his love. It is because he loved us first that we are able to love. And so we're able to see his example, and we're able to follow him, and we're able to push through the feelings. And we're able to push through the pain and the hurt and everything else. We're able to push through what everyone is saying about our family. We're able to push through that because the love of Christ conquers all of that. But we have to get to the place to where we are making a choice to forgive. And we have to forgive the way that God forgives. We can't keep bringing the offense up to the person. We can't throw it in their face every time we get mad. We can't keep telling everyone else. We have to get to the place to where we are allowing love to guide us. We have a choice to make. We have to let this unforgiveness go. And in verse 21 it says, "And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother." So in unforgiveness, we have a choice to know love, to choose a side, but we also have to be obedient. God told us that we should love. We must love. Whoever loves God must love their brother. We cannot love God without loving our brother. And if we are walking around with unforgiveness in our heart, is that showing the love of God? This is something that's not optional. And so this does include our family. And this is so heavy, our family. Our families are breaking every day because of something that someone did to someone. And no one wants to step up and show that unforgiveness, show that love of Christ. No one wants to be selfless. No one wants to be humble because I've been hurt and they've hurt me. Well, this life is not about us. God reconciled us to him through Christ, and he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And so it is our duty to reconcile relationships. We are to be that example to the world. But most of us are not. We're walking around angry and bitter because of unforgiveness. They don't have to support you in order for you to love them. They don't have to follow you in order for you to love them. They don't even have to say sorry in order for you to love them. We are called to love. We do not have a choice. We are called to be like Christ. And in being like Christ, we are called to reconcile our relationships. So I'll leave you with this question. Will you make the choice to forgive?
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.